This week's shiurim have been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Reb Chaim Aaron ben Reb Shmuel Zecher Livracha.
Actually, came about one year on Tisha B'Av, but I was saying Seder Kinnis. I noticed a couple of our orders. Kina Lamatches. Where the Python speaks about the Kinnon Yerushalayim, Hashos Hashchina, he writes as follows, speaking about Yerushalayim, Ati Lemikdosh Lekeil, Yerushalayim was the place where there was the Mokim Mekudosh V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ati Menucha Letzor, Yerushalayim was the place where the Ribbono Shleim was Shoyra, where the Ribbono Shleim Kav Yochel found Menucha, Yerushalayim was the place, the Mokim HaMikdosh, when a daily basis the Ribbono Shel Olam came down in order to be mekabel the korbanos of Klal Yisrael. And it carries on and says as follows: Shom, Shulchan, Umenoira, Varoin Abris. There was the bais of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Mokim HaShoras HaShchina. There was Shulchan, Menoira, and Aroin Abris. It struck me there's something missing. In the Heichal there was four Kedin. There was a Shulchan, an Oran, a Menorah, and a Mizbeach HaKetoros. Why are only three of them enumerated? Shom, Shulchan, and Menorah, and Aroin Abris. In Kina Lamedches, in Kinnis. Came to the end of Kinnis. The Kinnis that we all say together, Alitzion. It says the following: we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh and what was taken away from us. And we say, Va'al chilul klei heichol, umizbach ketoireo. We mourn the chilul, the fact that the klei heichol were profaned, and the mizbeach haketoiros. Now, isn't the mizbeach haketoiros one of the klei heichol? We already said, Va'al chilul klei heichol. Why is mizbeach haketoiros singled out? So both these are always struck me. Of course, with Tisha B'Av, I couldn't research it, I couldn't take it further on the day, but afterwards I decided to have a look to see whether there's some way that we can explain the reason why Mizbeach HaKetoros is singled out or left out in Kinnis. I'd like to make reference to a Gemara in Menachos where we see also that the Mizbeach HaKetoros seemingly is excluded. It says as follows: Menachos Daf Kaftes, Tanya Rab Yosi Rab Yehuda Omer. Basically, Rab Yehuda teaches us Aroin shall eish, the Shulchan shall eish, Umenoira shall eish yoldu min ashomai. An Aron, a Menoira, and a Shulchan shall eish came down from the heavens. V'ra Moshe v'asakam Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu saw them, and he created a creation in their likeness. Shenema ure'eva asei kitab nisom asher atom more v'ha. What came down in ashomayim? Which cave in Shalesh came down in Ashomayim? Three. An Aron, a Shulchan, and a Menorah. There were four Klei Heichol. Why did only those three come down in Ashomayim? What happened to the fourth one? Why was the fourth one not created in the same manner? In Parsha Shmini, we find as follows, which also needs explanation. Vayovoi, this is on the eighth day of Miluim, Shchodesh Nisan, Vayovoi Moshe v'Aaron el Oil Moed, Vayetzu ha'yivorch l'sa'om. So Rashi discusses, why were both Moshe and Aaron in the Oil Moed at that time? Says Rashi, Loma nichnesu, Lelamdoi al Maisa haktoiris. Moshe Rabbeinu came along and took Aaron with him into the Oil Moed to teach Aaron how to be maktir ketoiris. After Mizrachi, what's happening over here? We've already had Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. Moshe Rabbeinu had already taught Aaron how to do the Avodah. The Avodah's HaKolbonus had already been taught to Aaron. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu leave the Maisa HaKetoros until the eighth day in order to teach it to Aaron HaKohen? The biggest clue, the most obvious clue to the fact that the Mizbeach HaKetoros was somewhat different, is from Parshiyas Truma Tetzaveh. As we know, the Asiyah of all the Kelim and the Binyan HaMishkan is outlined in Parshas Truma. Everything's there. The Shulchan, the Menorah, the Yoren, the Mizbeach HaOilah, the Kroshim, the Amudim, the Adonim, it's all there. There's one thing missing. Mizbeach HaKetoris you will not find in Parshas Truma. Mizbeach HaKetoris is to be found at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, which begs the obvious question, why is Mizbeach HaKetoris not in Parshas Truma? There's a spoon over there, which gives an explanation. I think this Sipurna helps us to understand and answer all the questions that we've posed. Sipurna, at the end of Parashat Tetzaveh, says as follows, the Mizbeach HaKetoris is not mentioned together with all the other Klei HaMishkan. Ki loy hoiso hakavona boy lahashkin hokevis borach basichim. The purpose of this Mizbeach was not to bring down the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, not for Ashrons Hashchina, k'mo shehayah inyan shaar hakelim. All the other kelim were there in order to create a bias which will be suitable for Ashrons Hashchina. As it says in the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Truma, v'shochanti b'soichom, the creation of the kelim that I mentioned in Parshas Truma was in order to create a fitting mokum for the Ribbono Shel Olam to be shoyv. Says the Sipun, but the purpose of this Mizbeach was l'chabed es okedi sporach acharei boyoi. It was there in order to honor the Ribbono Shel Olam after the Shechina had been shoyva. L'kabel berotzen avodas hamon. As Buna says, in Parshas Truma, we have outlined the creation of the bayis, which was to be the mokum ashros hashchina for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The creation of the Mishkan, the way we have it in Parshas Truma, was the creation of the Mokim Hashros Hashchina. The Mizbeach HaKetoris was entirely separate to the rest of the Klei HaMishkan and the rest of the Mishkan. It wasn't there in order to create the Mokim for Hashros Hashchina. It was there to be Mechavad the Ribbono Shel Olam once Acharei Boyei, once he'd been Shoyra, once he'd come down to the Mokim HaMikdosh. If we have a look in the Sipurna, in Parshas Truma, Sipurna says as follows. Speaking about the covers on top of the Mishkan, Sipurna says, "Vesa Mishkan Tasa Esiyurius." The bottom cover was actually called Mishkan. That was the name of the bottom cover. Says the Sipurna, "Koro Hayurius B'Shem Mishkan." Why was the bottom cover called Mishkan? Ki Betoicham Hayu Kisei Shulchan Umanoira. Contained within, or underneath, or covered by the cover was Kisei. The Kisei of the Ribbono Shel Olam obviously was the Orem. Shulchan, Umanoira, the Mishkan Shechina. There again we see that something's omitted over here. The Mishkan was there, it was called Mishkan, Ki Betoichem or Yokisei, Shulchan, Umanoira. The Mizbeach HaKetoris is not mentioned, because it was there, Mishkan, it was there, that covered the Mokim of the Ashros Hashchina, Mishkan. And Mizbeach HaKetoris didn't formulate part of the Mokim Ashros Hashchina, therefore the Sipurna actually misses it out when he explains the name Mishkan. So we've learned from the Sipurna that the place of Mizbeach HaKetoris was different to all the other Klei HaMishkan in the fact that it didn't play a part in the creation of the Mokim Ashros Hashchina. It was there to be Mechabed the Ribbono Shel Olam Acharei Boyei. So we can begin to understand now the Divrei HaKinnis that we started off with. Kinnah Lamed Ches, when the Baal HaKinnah discusses the fact that we've lost Ashros Hashchina and speaks about Ashros Hashchina in Yerushalayim, it says Shom, Oroin, Shulchan Umanoira. We're discussing Ashros Hashchina. Those were the three Kelim that were responsible for the creation of the Mokum Ashros Hashchina, and therefore only those three are enumerated. The Mizbeach HaKetoris played no role in the creation of the Mokum Ashros Hashchina. It was there to be Mechavad the Shechina Acharei Boyoi, but it didn't create the mokim which would allow the Shechina to be Shoyra. And therefore, when we speak about Ashros Hashchina, we only say Shom, Orein, Shulchan Umanoira. When we speak about an Eli Tzion, Va'al, Chilul Klei Hechol, Umizbach Ketoireho, the Klei Hechol with Arein, Shulchan Umanoira. They were the Klei Hechol. They were the Kelim that created the mokim for the Ashros Hashchina. The Mizbeach HaKetoris was a separate entity that was brought in to be Mechabed the Shechina, but it wasn't in actuality one of the Klei Heichel. The Gemara Menachos tells us that Min HaShemayim Yorad Haroin Shalesh, Shulchan Shalesh, Menorah Shalesh, the Klei Heichal were brought down in the form of fire in order to be copied. The Mizbeach HaKetores wasn't one of the Klei Heichal. Therefore, it wasn't part of the Ketav Nisam Asha'at HaMoreh Baha. Coming back to Rashi in Parsha Shmini, the Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu only didn't seem to have taught Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyen, about HaKetores, HaKetores until Yom HaShmini. I think the answer is straightforward. True, the Korbanos were brought in Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. The Talmud was also brought in Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Rashi says in Parsha Pinchos, Oilas Talmud HaAsuya Baal Sinai is in reference, HaAsuya Baal Sinai is in reference to the Korban Talmud that was brought during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Once they had a Mishkan, they started bringing up the various Korbanos. But Keteiros wasn't done during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Why? Because what was the purpose of Keteiros? The purpose of Keteiros was Lechabed Es HaMokoin Acharei Boyoi. It was there in order to be mechabed the Ribbono Shel Olam after he descended, after he'd come down to the Mokim HaMikdosh. When was Ashuras HaShchina? When was the Ribbono Shel Olam first Shaira? Only on Yom HaShmini. Because the Ashuras HaShchina was only on Yom HaShmini, therefore there was no purpose in being Maktir Keteiros until that point in time. The whole purpose of Keteiros was lechabed Es HaShchina Acharei Boyoi. And during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, there wasn't yet the Shchina there. And therefore, the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu was Maktir Keteiros was only on Yom HaShmini, the Yom HaShroas HaShchina. And that is why it was only on Yom HaShmini that Moshe Rabbeinu could teach Aaron HaKoyen how to be Maktir the Keteiros. Perhaps with this one can actually explain something interesting in this week's Sedra. In the Torah, the Mizbechos carry one of two names. Sometimes we find them called after the material that they were made from, and sometimes we find them called after their purpose. They're either called Mizbeach HaNechoshes and Mizbeach HaZov, or they're called Mizbeach HaOila and Mizbeach HaKetores. And if you look through, it's always uniform. That means either they're both called after the material, or they're both called after their purpose. For example, let's have a look in Parshas Vayakel. It says as follows: Ves Mizbach HaKetores Ves Badov, Ves Mizbach HaOila Ves Mizbach HaNechoshes. They're both referred to in reference to their tafkid. We move to the beginning of Parshas Pikudei. We'll also find that it's written in a uniform manner. Perek Lamed Tes, Posuk Lamed Ches, Ves Mizbach HaZov, Ves Shemen HaMishcha, Ves Mizbach HaNechoshes. Over here, they're both referred to utilizing their material as a way of identifying them. Why Vayakhel's like this and Pekudis like that's a separate issue, but whatever happens, we find they always work together in tandem. One gets to the end of Parshas Pekudei, and we find the Chiluk. The end of Parshas Pekudei is discussing Chodesh HaRishon Bashon HaShenis Bechol HaChodesh, Yoim HaShmini, the last day of the, well, the first day of the actual regular functioning of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, after the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim had finished. So details Moshe Rabbeinu setting up the Mishkan on this Yom HaShmini on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It says as follows: Vayosem es Mizbach HaZov. So the Mizbach HaZov is referred to. It's material. Next pasuk: Ve'es Mizbach HaOila Som Pesach Mishkan Oil Moed. All of a sudden we find a differentiation. The outer Mizbach is called Mizbach HaOila, and the inner Mizbach is called Mizbach HaZov. Why is one referred to by its material and the other referred to by its purpose? And you find it later on again, or actually earlier. Menosat is Mizbach HaZov, Menosat is Mizbach HaOila. I think the answer is as follows. I think the answer is because during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, the Mizbech HaChitzen, as it's called in Lashon HaMishnah, had functioned. You'd brought the Korban HaOila, the Tomid, right through the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Because once it's a bayis, you're makif korbanos. So the outside Mizbeach was already Mizbach HaOila. But the purpose of being Maktir Keteiros is Lechabed Es HaShchina Acharei Boyoi. That hadn't taken place yet. So the inner Mizbeach had never yet been used for Keteiros, because the Shchina wasn't there yet. And therefore it was called Mizbeach HaZov. It hadn't yet got the title Mizbeach HaKadosh. This explains the differentiation. On the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, one was already Mizbeach HaOilah by virtue of the fact that it had been utilized for the Tomid for 7 days, but the other one was still Mizbeach HaZov. It hadn't been used yet. Why not? Because the purpose of Mizbeach HaZov is Lechabed Es HaShchina Achrei Boyoy, which only happened on Yom HaShmini. Therefore, the Ketores was only first brought on Yom HaShmini. I'd like to quote another pasuk in this week's parasha, which the Mesh Chochma discusses, which I think can be explained according to what we've learned. It says as follows: Ve'veiser es ha'shulchan v'arachto es erkoi. They brought the shulchan in, and they set it up with the lechem apol. Two short statements: v'arachto es ha'shulchan, ve'veiser es ha'shulchan v'arachto es erkoi. Next one, Ve'veses ha-menoira, Va'leses neirisel. Brought the menoira in, and they were ma'ala the neiris, they lit the neiris. Next pasuk, V'nosato es mizbach hazov l'ketoiris. Now it should have said, V'nosato es mizbach hazov, V'hiktir alov ketoiris. Alternatively, before it should have said, Ve'veses ha-menoira l'neirisel. Why the differentiation? When it speaks about the shulchan and the menorah, it, so to speak, splits it in two. You brought it, number one, and number two, you did the avodah. And in respect to Mizbeach HaZov, it says, V'nosat is Mizbeach HaZov l'ketoiris. And Mesh Chochma discusses it. And what's the chavtem? But I think the way we're learning, I think we can understand it very well. The shulchan and the menorah had two purposes. Number one, they created the bayis, which will be suitable for Hashos HaShchina. And number two, they were utilized as vehicles for their respective avodah. They based as Hashulchan, number one, helped to create the Mokim for Hashos HaShchina. Number two, for Rechtes HaKoy. They based as HaMenorah. The Menorah was there in order to create the Mokim Hashos HaShchina. Valeis as Neirisel. Mizbeach HaZov only had one purpose. It wasn't part of the creation of the Bais. What was it there for? Just for HaKtoiris. But Nosat is Mizbeach HaZov L'Ketoiris. It only had that one purpose. There was no dual function in respect to the Mizbeach HaZov. And therefore the passage says, V'nosat es Mizbeach HaZov l'ketoiris, because that was the sole function. There was no dual function over here. In Maseches Kelim, in Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud, the Mishnah discusses what was the size of the Amas in the Beis HaMikdash. Some of the Amas were Shisha Tfochim, sometimes the Amas Chamisha Tfochim, the Amma Beinonius were Shisha Tfachim, the bigger Ammas were Chamisha Tfachim, the smaller Ammas were Chamisha Tfachim, and the Mishnah discusses what Ammas were utilized for the Mishkan, for the Beis HaMikdash. V'mea Oima, Kol Ammas Hoyu Beinonius. All the Ammas and the measurements of the Mishkan were Beinonius, that means Ammas 6 Tfachim long. Chutz mi Mizbeach HaZov. Mizbeach HaZov, the Amas were Chamisha Tefachim. Now why was Mizbeach HaZov an exception? If the whole Mishkan was with Amas Beinoinios, why were the Mizbeach HaZov with different Amas utilized? And the answer, I think, is as follows. The Mishkan Hashem, the Mokim Ashros HaShchina, the creation of the bias of the Ribbono Shel Olam was with Amas Bas, Shisha Tefachim, Amas Beinoinios. Mizbeach HaZov didn't formulate part of the creation of Beis Hashem. It wasn't part of that bias. It was a separate receptacle that was brought in Lechabed as Ashkenah Achrei Boyoy. And therefore it didn't have the same dimensions. The dimensions weren't worked out in the same way as the dimensions of the Mikdosh Hashem, of the Beis Hashem. If you have a look in Parshas Tetzaveh, in reference to the Mizbeach HaZov, we find as follows. The Pasuk says, V'nosato oisei lifne ha-poroiches asher al-arein ha-eidus. We're told where to place it. Lifne ha-kapoiris asher al-eidus. Very long posuk. Very detailed. Says Rashi, why does it say, V'nosato oisei lifne ha-poroiches asher al-arein ha-eidus. Lifne ha-kapoiris asher al-eidus. Says Rashi as follows. Shem o-toyme moshech mekeneged o-oren le-tzofne le-dorem. I might think it doesn't have to be actually directly opposite the Oren, it could be moved a bit to the right, or a bit to the left, a bit north, a bit south. So the Pasuk chazes over and says, Lifne hakapoyes asher eleidus, in order to stress that with regards to Mizbeach Azov, is a kepeda, the truth in particular, that should be directly opposite the Orem. We find this also in Parashas Pikudei. In this week's parasha, it says, V'nosatez Mizbeach Azov likteris, lifne aroin ha'edus. And I think the kepeda is as follows, because the purpose of Mizbeach HaKepedas was l'chabed es hashchina acharei boyoi. And therefore it had to be directly opposite the Mokem Ashros Hashchina, opposite the Orem, because its purpose was L'chabed Es Hashchina, which was Sheira on the Orem. If we have a look at Parshas Zeis HaBrocha, you find an interesting pasuk. It says as follows. Yosimu ketoyna ba'apecho v'cholil al mizbechecho. Chol is referring to the Tomid. Where did the Tomid go? Al Mizbechecha. Where did the Keteris go? Also went on the Mizbech. Different Mizbech, but went on the Mizbech. So why, with reference to Keteris, to say Ba'pecha, and in reference to Tomid, it says Mizbechecha. They both went on Mizbechis. So I saw the Sifri actually says, Yosimu Keteris Ba'pecha, Zu Keteris Shelifnai V'lifnim. It's not referring to the daily Keteris that was brought, it's referring to the Keteris that was brought Ben Habadim. So then we can understand it. The cholel was on the mizbeach. The keteris wasn't on the mizbeach. It was ba'pech. But if you have a look at the Shas Bavli, Gemara Yuma doesn't learn that way. The Gemara Yuma learns from this pasuk that on a daily basis the keteris was ma'asheres. The one that was back to the keteris became rich. Says the Gemara, why? Because it says in the pasuk, Yosimu keteris ba'pecho boreich Hashem chelon. From there we learn that the daily keteris was ma'asheres. We see that the Bavli actually learned that the keteris in the pasuk is referring to the daily keteris. The keteris was bought on a daily basis. So we've got our question back. Why in regards to keteris does it say ba'pecho? And cholal mizbechech, keteris also went to mizbech. And I think the answer is very poshut. And the oila tomid was brought where? Mizbech. All you required was mizbech. Once you had mizbech, you brought it. You didn't need chchina there. During the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, they also brought the Tomid. Oh, that's Tomid Asui Ba'al Sinai, says Rashi. That's the Tomid from the Shiva Simei HaMiluim. So all you needed was Mizbechecha. Keteris, the requirement wasn't just Mizbeach. Having a Mizbeach wasn't enough in order to bring the Keteris. The purpose of the Keteris was to be makta the Keteris, L'chabed Es HaShchina Acharei Boyoi. Keteris required Shchina. And as long as there was no Shchina there, there was no keteris. Yosimu keteira ba'apecho. It wasn't just the mizbech that required. We required apecho, we required the presence of the Ribbono shel Olam. Cholil was just mizbechecho. And that's why we find a differentiation between the way the two are referred to. I think that with this we can understand the various differences that we've spoken about with regards to mizbech and keteris.